Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome into the last episode of the Dumb Marks Podcast for the year 2023. As we march forward into 2024, world's end. Gentlemen, how we living? How we feeling?
We made it to world's end.
That's absolutely true.
Steve's in the bunker. He's got his headset on down.
Game day. I'm running off tackle left, counter right, screen right. We're getting all the plays in today. I'm the dumb mark because the last week of the year, people are off. People are working from home. You have no idea what day is what day from Christmas to New Year's. I forgot that my AirPod case wasn't charged. So this morning, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And then I had to put on the headset. And once I got on camera, I'm like, oh, Coach Norvell, how you doing, buddy? We're going to go out here and get a win today. Squad plays Georgia at 4, even though it's going to be a shell of the squad that was out there in 2023, because I think every top-tier talent on Florida State either opted out or entered the trade portal. Our quarterback who took over for Jordan Travis, he entered the trade portal, so I have no idea who's going to be quarterbacking. We might get Uncle Rico to come down and throw some passes over mountains. It's going to be ugly. They're 21, 23?
23 people from Florida State. Transfer portal opted out one.
I guess the books in Vegas and everybody gave a point per player because they're 3-point underdog. They're 3-touchdown underdogs. They're minus 21 to Georgia. So it may be ugly. I may be drinking a lot during that game. it'd be a hell of a way to get ready before the New Year's Eve / my birthday bash, which is tomorrow. So thank you, everybody around the world, for celebrating my birthday. I appreciate you. I love you. You're fantastic. Every year you do it for me, you make me feel so special. It's amazing.
Bash, what are you doing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, he sits on the couch. On the couch. Watching football. Yes. Probably be in the basement playing PS5.
Your dad's sleep.
Yep. My dad's asleep. Yep. So yeah, no. But how was everybody's holidays? Everybody have a Merry Christmas, good time, family, friends, everybody doing good?
Very exhausting.
Very exhausting. Yeah,
exhausting. That's a good way to put it, Chris.
I mean, I'm not as exhausted as I was whenever my kids were little. So that's always a plus. But we had everybody over here because my son was back from a 2-week leave for the military, so he's been home. So we had everybody over. Thank you, Nate. Oh, Nate, how about them Bengals? Caroline Chili made you poop in your pants last week, huh?
That is crazy. It's crazy that I called the score, but the opposite way.
The opposite way, yeah. Got Mason Rudolph out there looking like
that wouldn't have worked with the bookie, Donald.
No, it wouldn't have worked.
Mason Rudolph out there looking like Tom Brady. It's ridiculous. But good holiday, good time. And now we're here. World's end. We got a great show today. Big Ben on the internet. Big Ben is crushing the internet. There's no doubt about that. His podcast, boy, it's something to he out there. He loves throwing them punches now, boy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he might not get let back in the building with some of that punches he's throwing. But no, we're here. World's End. We got a great pay-per-view from AEW tonight lined up. We have our year-end wrap-up show. We got some good categories for you. We're not doing the usual typical categories that everybody does. Some of them are similar, but we got some extra sprinkled in there to cap off the year in 2023 wrestling. And we don't do like the freaking PWI where it's, July to November. It's freaking January to December. Okay.
We're doing
the criteria.
World's End isn't factored in, but 2023.
Ours is January to December.
That's right. So instead of flipping a coin like we would, and send out Jair Alexander from the Packers, who just went out there and decided he was going to be captain himself this week, got suspended. What a move that was. You want to talk about just a G move? No, you're in my home city. I'm going out there, and I'm going to call the coin toss. And I'm going to potentially screw the coin toss up because I have no idea what I'm doing.
It was like, my team got my back. Okay.
Yeah, my teammates got my back. with the crispiest sunglasses I've ever seen in my life. Those sunglasses he had on with the goodness. If you haven't seen it, go look it up. It's hilarious. So yeah, unlike a coin toss, we're gonna do paper, rock, scissors to see which way we go to start the show. We're either gonna start with the pay-per-view or we're gonna start with the year-end awards. Who wants the battle in the paper, rock, scissors off?
That's you and Chris.
Oh, Donald, yeah. Okay, Donald stepping up.
Coming like for it. The hands.
We got Anthony Bowens below us. He's going to throw scissors, so just right. Be prepared. Whoever.
All right, Jason, then against. You got to be the judge.
Okay.
Yeah. One, two, is three,
it Donald, Donald and Chris, right? Or is it Donald and me?
I think it's Donald and you.
Okay, top and bottom. That's the pause. all right, paper, rock, scissors, shoot. Ready?
Yep.
Paper, rock, scissors, shoot.
Oh, that's
the rock.
Paper beats rock. Paper beats rock.
Lane is still lost.
Yeah, my hand was out there for a hot 3 seconds. Bro, you gotta get rid of that lag.
Yeah, it is some lag. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is why we call ourselves the Dumb Marks.
That's right. Absolutely. Put no effort into the show. We do it live on air. Now let's start with the pay-per-view. I want to run through the pay-per-view. We'll break down the matches. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time breaking down this pay-per-view because there are 14 matches on this card, and we want to get into the year ends and chop it up and have some other discussion. So we're going to give you some real quick hitters.
There's going to be a lot to get through pretty quickly.
Yeah, unless we got something that somebody wants to stay on for a little bit. But other than that, we're going to run through this rapid fire session here so we can get into the other shits and giggles for the rest of the pod.
We got 3 0-hour matches and the rest are on the main card.
Why? Yeah. Why?
It's AEW, man. It's what they do.
Right. So we'll kick it off with 0 hour, Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale.
First question, where did this come about?
So they've been teasing this the last week or two. With Stokely getting involved, trying to drive a wedge between Willow and Statlander. I don't really like what they're doing or how they're doing it. I think the matchup is going to be really good because I like both of these women, and I think both of these women are really good. I'll go with Willow. A little surprise here. Go with Willow.
Willow.
Give me Statlander.
If you're going to do it, which I don't even think 0 hour is the right place to do these two, do it. Give it to Willow.
Should be on the main card.
Well, then that would be another match on the main card, but still, yeah.
Or if you're not going to do the main card, do it on Dynamite or Collision.
Yeah.
You know, continue it if the story's being told on there.
Well, if you're running the story with Stokely, why not do it on ROH? Because that's where it's supposed to be at. But I digress. We had the grievances last week. We're not doing that this week.
This is going to be a tough one. So if you have any thoughts on it, 0 hour, the 20-man battle royal for a future TNT championship match.
The field. I'm just picking the field. So whoever wins this freaking match, good congratulations.
They haven't announced any participants yet. So
Wardlow.
Don't know. Don't know. Don't care. Christian's retaining whenever they fight.
This is a Oprah, you get a car match. Gentlemen, you're on the card. There you go.
It's going to be Jungle Boy's return on 0 hour. Oh. Way to debut. You
talk about bad returns and the way they're booking them. That would be.
I'm going to go with Jason now. So speaking of which, we'll head over to the East.
Very true.
That's a good one, Dave. Go to the FTW Championship. Hook versus Wheeler Yuta.
Again, something that I would like to see some better build because I'm very interested in a match between these two, but maybe for the pure title and not for the FTW. Like let me see Jungle Boy, look, now you got that. Let me see Hook in a pure rules match. Let me see him get out there with some time limit, with some structure, and see what he can do. Because I think his style would fit that type of match well.
That'll and be
Yuta,
nice.
Yuta is Yuta. Yuta can go. since it's for the FTW, I got Hook winning.
I don't recognize the title, so I don't recognize his match.
Donald on his ish today. He's on his ish. Let's go.
You just gonna put Hulk over.
What you said, Steve, for the FTW title, I don't see Wheeler winning that, so Hulk for the win. Yeah. So that's it for 0 hour. Now we got some shit thrown together on the main card. So let's go to the 8-man tag team match. This is basically your Continental Classic. If you lost, you're in an 8-man tag match.
This is the audible due to I don't even know. Wait, this is
nope. There's another 8-man tag match. There's another one. Last night, apparently.
See, I didn't watch wrestling this week because it was year end wrap up stuff. I was doing other things with family and friends and all that other jazz. So, why?
This is just a mess.
This is what you put on, you know, before on the last event before the pay per view, you know, to hype things up, not on the actual card.
And why? So BCC are apparently babyfaces now.
Yeah.
Again, if you were in the Continental Classic and you lost, you're putting this match.
Can we skip? I don't even want to predict this match. Let's just skip this. Like,
here's Andrade.
Keep on going back to WWE.
give me Claudio Danielson, Briscoe, and Garcia.
It's not important. They didn't have no story. Don't care. Next.
I'm gonna go.
What did we say last week about pay per views?
Exactly.
I'm gonna go with Brody King and the boys just because his name's first on his graphic. But I'm gonna have them pinning Danielson, and this is Danielson's spiral going into 2024. Because he gave that promo after losing and was sitting Indian style cross, you know, crisscross applesauce, crying about how he realizes he's not the best in the world. Well, you're getting ready to wrestle Okada in a week and a half, bro. You better step your game up. Let's get a little intrigue coming out of this, a little story with some self-doubt with arguably the best wrestler of a generation there.
I'm gonna go with the Blackpool winning this one just because he needs some momentum to go into that match. So we'll see. Now the next 8-man tag match that was thrown together because of
Kenny Omega. I can't fault them for this. I hate adding Sting and Darby Allin. You know, there was a guy on this show that said, oh, hey, you know what you do because Chris Jericho is a babyface now? You bring back Sammy Guevara. And what do you do with Sammy Guevara? You go back into, oh, Sammy always said that he would be there for Chris when Chris got his shit together. Chris got his shit together, and Sammy came back, and they teamed up. And it was a reunion of like sex gods, and I am a booker.
You're the one to blame for this fucking match.
Not for the eight man. You're to blame.
It
would have been Jericho and Guevara versus
your fault.
Big
you put out in the world. It's your fault.
I didn't put an 8-man out there. Okay, and it's not Kyle Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs no more. It's Takeshita and Hobbs. They updated the graphic. Fletcher's out. So Don Callis family rules. He can pick any two of the family. He may change it again before tip off. I have no idea. This match doesn't matter. Sting will get the win. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the kickoff to Sting's retirement run and to Revolution.
Sting gets the one in Takeshita's betrayal. Probably happens in this match.
The heels win.
Sting ain't losing.
No, the faces are winning on this one.
Sting is what, 65-0 in AEW?
66 after tonight. All right, we'll get into.
This guy wants to show up late and talk smack. Hey, Taquan, thanks for joining the party. We appreciate you. Okay, nobody cares about your prediction. We don't care that you want the faces to go over. All right, okay. And yeah, you're definitely not getting a shirt now. Okay. All right, now we got Taquan out of the way. What's up next?
Miro versus Andrade.
Again, I like the story that they're telling, but they haven't really developed the story that they're telling.
Not enough.
They should be given time, not just thrown on this card. I got
everything's been put on hold for the classic.
Yeah, I got Miro. Yeah,
Yeah, Mero. Who did you say? Who did you say, Steve?
Okay. Mero.
Mero.
Yeah.
I feel like Mero on the wall. Who's the redeemer of them all?
If CJ's actually back, I'll go with Andrade. I'll say she caused the distraction for Mero. But with her being in the hospital lately, we'll see if she's actually healthy and cleared to come back.
Again, something that I should care about, but don't. This is another one.
Yeah.
It's Swerve Strickland versus Keith Lee. This is whenever I miss them, there being actual time to build up to pay-per-views instead of just throwing shit against the wall for the next month.
Well, this is something that should have happened on a pay-per-view in the beginning of the year. But Tony Khan decided, instead of them, they were originally supposed to face off after they teamed up in the mixed match tag tournament that they had. And then for whatever reason, went away from it. Swerve has been built up tremendously. He's the hottest coming out of the year end. Keith Lee, you haven't done nothing with. So why are they resting?
Yep.
Long-term storytelling. Give me a break. Kick rocks. Yeah. I got Swerve.
Give me Swerve.
It's got to be Swerve for this. You can't derail his momentum right now.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
All right. Going to the Continental Classic Final.
Taekwon, I can't put that comment up. Come on, bro. All right, I gave you one with the little, DX suck it comment. You can't.
Bum one versus bum two. Give me bum one because bum one don't lose.
No. We're not doing this bum one, bum two. I see what you did with the graphic, Chris. Okay.
Exactly what we're doing. 100% what we're doing. Talk about my bathroom break match for the night.
Yo, Keighley, the swerve dance is just that. I don't need to see that.
He'll be Swerve's manager.
yeah. Thank you, Taekwon. The king of the bums, Eddie Kingston. Hey, when this tournament initially started and Eddie threw all the belts on the line, I was like, oh, there's some intrigue. There's some added stuff. Now, I didn't like that they added the belts into a third championship that they combined into the Infinity Gauntlet of AEW. But I'm like, nah, there's some intrigue here. Let's see what he does. Lost the first two matches, had to go on a winning streak. Came like the story was all there. His opponent is the wrong guy. If it would have been Eddie versus Swerve, cool. But Eddie and Mox, I don't need it. I don't care.
You said we got the storyline.
I'm over it. Does nothing for me.
They're both the wrong guy. Fuck this match.
Their face to face got me a little bit interested with the promo after the match the other night.
It was the same promo they always give each other over them.
A little different.
You care about the match.
They did rinse repeat there, Nate. Yeah, I was interested the first time, but we don't need this now. Move on.
Exactly. Let's move on. AEW TBS Championship. Julia Hart versus Abaddon.
This is a Dynamite or a Collision match, not a pay-per-view match.
Where's Julia Hart on Collision? Finish it there.
Yeah. Julia Hart has been great over this year. She's one of the breakout stars in AEW this year. Been tremendous. I really like the presentation of her and Sky Blue. Yes. I guess Sky Blue got a little bit of a wardrobe fine. Based off of what she wore on Collision and how she changed it up for Dynamite this past week.
Is Danielson handing out those fines too?
Potentially. Julia Hart. Nate, I'm sure you're not the only one there. not the only one there. But I got Julia Hart. I don't like Thunder Rosa being thrown into the mix there, but.
Julia Hart.
Going 4-for-4, Julia Hart.
tackle. This guy. The ball of fire right now in the comment section.
All right, we'll get to the TNT Championship. No disqualification match. Christian and Adam Copeland. Donald, this is the one you're looking forward the most to, right?
Well, yeah, because everybody wanted this match. As soon as Edge, Adam Copeland, whatever his name is, hey, as soon as he came here, everybody wanted this match. As I said, stated, that episode, I could go back to 2001 and watch the same exact story because that's what this is.
I mean, the initial kickoff to this when Christian tells Adam Copeland to go boink himself was tremendous, and it's just been downhill since then. Not on Christian's side, because Christian has been tremendous. I just not feeling Copeland's vibe right now in AEW. And maybe it's because they got off with him and Christian. I don't know if I would have went the right way, you know, went to that right away. But apparently, as you know, listening to him on Jericho's podcast, they got plans and long-term booking set out for him and what he wants to do in this last run. And this is where they wanted to go first. So yeah, we'll see. Right.
Yeah. I have no faith in their long-term booking right now.
Yeah, his long-term booking is go back to WWE.
Give me Christian. You can't take it off dad of the year. You can't. It's the father of fathers. You can't have him lose.
Does he even need the title? That's my question.
I was going to say, too.
Because, like, I feel like he's overshadowing the title. He's not elevating it. This could be building somebody else up.
Put it on Adam.
Taekwon, I thought they said, give me Big Coke. And I'm like, yo, Florida is crazy, but I understand where you're going.
Nah. No DQ. Adam's not winning this. Copeland's not winning. Give me Christian.
We got Beth Phoenix with a run in to take out Nick Wayne's mom later tonight. I'll put that on your bingo card.
So she costs him the match? She does the run in for Nick Wayne and she costs Adam the match?
No. She takes out Nick Wayne and then hits Christian with a Glamazon slam and Copeland wins the belt.
Yeah. Christian doesn't need the belt, but it's not the right call to put the belt on Adam.
No.
So I'm going to go with Christian retaining.
Christian won in 2001. Christian wins in 2023.
That's a prison sentence.
All right. AEW Women's World Championship, Timeless Toni Storm versus Riho.
Love everything about Timeless Toni Storm. Tremendous. One of the best characters in pro wrestling in 2023. Just absolutely gold every time she's on the screen. Love the transition from the black and white to the color of everything. Give me Timeless Toni. I think her and Riho will have a really good match, though.
They're going to do it again.
No, they're not going to do it again.
Give me Riho.
No.
The fans want it. Give me Riho.
No.
Just tossing that belt around, huh?
Good again. Hot potato.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did that, but they better not.
Toni.
The story is Toni and Mariah May. And Mariah May taking the belt off of Toni at some point. Yeah. That's the story.
You're building somebody?
It's right there in front of you. If they don't build Mariah May up and have her be the one to take out Toni, where it's right in front of your face, then they definitely have no idea what they're doing.
Go back to WrestleMania 22 and watch the original. Yeah. Watch the build. Watch the match.
That's exactly it. Oh,
wow. This guy. Wow. Next. Let's move on. Keep it going. Damn, Congress.
AEW World Championship main event, MJF versus Samoa Joe.
So
Samoa Joe is working with the devil now.
Yeah. Apparently the devil, according to Tony Khan, the devil will be revealed tonight.
Potentially.
We heard that again.
Yeah.
what, the lights come off, lights come on, Tony's out there, I got a big announcement, devil being revealed later on tonight, you know.
The devil is Tony Khan.
It was me, MJF. It was me all along. That would be a hell of a troll job if he's.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
No, I couldn't. That'd be next level trolling.
If he could pull it off, I would say do it, but I don't think he can pull it off like Vince could.
Hey, I mean, like I said, MJF, you know, Nate, that's a very good vote. Brought that up before. The smoke and mirrors. People were mad about the way they lost the ROH titles the other night, and it's like, if you listen to our show, we explain to you, he can't wrestle. Like, he just put that article out in the Players Tribune talking about how banged up he is, and you know what I mean? Like, he knows his run's coming to an end based off of injuries, not necessarily the run itself, but I don't know if Joe's the right guy to do it, because Joe's not the devil. But if the devil's Adam Cole, then you can't pay off the devil winning the belt. I don't know what they're going to do. I honestly have no idea in this match.
I'm just going to say MJF for...
Essentially, you could have MJF win, but if MJF wins with literally one hip and one arm, Samoa Joe's credibility is shot. And you can't, but if MJF wins, you have a 2-month break between pay-per-views to where he can just sit on the sidelines and kind of heal up a little bit to drop the belt at Revolution in a somewhat competitive match. I have no idea. Smoke and mirrors. That's what I said. Oh, Dolph is the devil?
I don't know how that would make, I've seen people talk about that too. I don't know how that would make sense.
Just like everybody else, Cody. Just like everybody else, I'm the best wrestler in the world. That's everybody's tagline. No. Don't say that.
I don't know. There's ways for MJF to win this. Like, I'm going with MJF. And Steve, we don't know. There could be a pay-per-view next month.
As of today, there's nothing lined up. There's nothing announced. It's supposed to just go from this to Revolution. So Dolph's career doesn't make sense. It's very true, Nate. Very true.
I'm going
into the last decade. Sure doesn't make sense.
Screw you, Dad. You want to talk shit on AEW? Here I am.
The crowd went mild.
You just got MJF laid out, and he reaches for a microphone and just whispers mid into the mic.
Everybody like, who the hell is this?
Yeah,
I'm going MJF, and MJF is still the devil. So he has the belt, and he has the tag team belts under him still. And you fooled Joe.
I like that. Okay.
Now you're thinking like a horror movie director.
You coming out with the Saw original ending where it's like, oh, shit, playing here the whole time? Spoiler alert.
I mean, I agree. I'm still not 100% convinced that MJF isn't the devil, but.
Please don't let it be Cornette. If Garrett Bischoff's the devil, Impact's unloading all those bullets. Absolutely. TNA is coming strong right there.
They got it ready. They're always clipped for that stuff.
That's what she said.
That's it for World's End.
Give me Keith and Swerve for match of the night.
Yeah.
Rhea and Tony.
Hoping MJF and Samoa Joe.
Not bum one versus bum two.
That's my bathroom break match, man.
That's the main event. Before we jump into year-end awards, just to piggyback off the AEW news and everything else. So reports, if you're on the tea leaves, room and innuendo, is that talks between Mercedes Moné and WWE broke down, and WWE walked away from the table with no deal done. and she's allegedly, supposedly showing up somewhere sometime soon. Do we see her tonight at World's End?
I thought talks between her and AEW broke down. That was a report. That was a report last week.
Hey, listen. You want to spark something and get people talking? If Scott D'Amore is on Busted Open talking about the biggest signing in TNA and writing a checkbook, have Mercedes show up at Hard to Kill, your first pay-per-view as TNA, and boom, you're on everybody's radar.
Especially if Deonna's leaving, you know, with that being the rumor right now, they need some help in the women's division then.
Well, hopefully Deonna sees that and she re-signs. Yeah.
Until I see an actual person show up somewhere, I don't believe no reports.
I mean, you already got Trinity there. Why don't you leverage that relationship and bring in Mercedes?
Yep.
She'll be number 15 in the Rumble.
You forgot a couple of zeros after that 20 there, Brock. Okay.
I'm still not convinced that. He's not going to be back in WWE.
Taekwon got Kingston and Mox's match tonight. Like
it's okay, Ty.
All right.
That t-shirt.
That's World's End. Tune in tonight for the 7-hour pay-per-view and see what happens. Did they do enough to get you to buy the card?
No.
No. That's an episode of Dynamite. No.
That's Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision all in one show.
That's it.
Because that's literally the amount of time this pay-per-view is going to be on.
That's been the last
5 hours.
That's been the last couple events. Now that they're doing monthly events, it hasn't been warranted. Want me to buy them at all.
Nope.
All right. Now let's get into the good stuff.
Before we end, do we want to go over a couple matches for Wrestle Kingdom before we end?
Why not? Wrestle Kingdom's coming up this week. We can throw out the heavy hitters from Wrestle Kingdom. We talked about the big announcement from them last week with their new president, with the ace running the ship. So we're just going to give you a couple, probably the three best matches.
I got three matches, So Global Championship, Ospreay, Moxley, Finley.
I mean, this is going to... You say what you will about Moxley, but him in New Japan, I think, is a better fit just based off of his style and what he does. And he adds something different to this match. I would have loved to have seen Ospreay and Finley go at it one-on-one. Moxley's a wild card, so you'll get a little different feel to this triple threat. But I got Finley. Ospreay's leaving. He's going to AEW.
Yeah.
Driving it up. He's dropping the belt. I mean,
exactly. Ospreay's leaving. Moxley's not signed with them. So who did that leave?
Finley's the one that destroyed the belts too. You know, that are creating this title. So, you know, the storyline's there for him. Him and Ospreay were going at it anyway. So might as well go for it and give it to Finley.
I have the table.
The table.
Oh yeah, this is Gucci Man. I forgot. Is it going to be the table or red shoes? Just FYI.
So we got three matches, Jason. Are you going to the table? Each one.
I might throw Ishii in there. I know that name.
Okada versus Danielson, part two.
Draw.
Yo, these two, I like these two in the ring, but for whatever reason, Danielson gets hurt every single time. Like,
every time.
Okada got the win at Forbidden Door.
No. Did Danielson get it? Yeah.
With a broken arm, Danielson beat him?
It was the submission. So Danielson won AEW, so who do you think is going to win New Japan?
Okada.
Yeah.
That'll continue the story of Danielson not being the best wrestler in the world. Keep diving down to come back up.
And then you get part three.
And the next Forbidden Door.
Part three at WrestleMania this year.
because Rivers Okada's leaving too. So Rivers Okada's contract's up.
Nah, he's not going nowhere with the ace at the helm now.
Ace got to throw money at him.
TKO backing up that Brinks truck.
But yeah, it's you got to go with Okada for this one, just being on New Japan. Jason, you got anybody specific?
Yeah, Okada.
Okay, you're going to go with Okada? Not going to go with the table on this one? All right, now we'll get into the main event, the world title, Sonata versus Naito.
Hey, I know if people don't watch New Japan, then they don't really know. Obviously, they don't know what's going on, but they don't realize the run that Sonata's been on and just him to even win the championship in the first place. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good matchup. I don't necessarily know if it's time for him to drop it, but I mean, Naito's Naito. So I got no problem if he wins. Like, does this main event or do you main event with Okada and Danielson? Is the bigger question to me.
For me, you always got to go with the title.
Yeah,
not sometimes good. The matches overshadow the belt, but you gotta go title.
I'll go with Naito. Sonata's had it for a while.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when Sonata got it.
Did he win it last year at Wrestle Kingdom?
Has it been a year?
I think so. Yeah.
If it's been a full year, then yeah, it's time for Naito to win.
Yeah, Taekwon, him, yeah, but yeah.
Naito for the win. You know, used to be in the same group together with and all that stuff. Hey, you can't beat your mentor, Naito.
I'm sure Rich uses ref in this, so.
Tremendous.
Feel the spotlight.
All right, there's your little teasers and foreplay for Wrestle Kingdom. Make sure you wake up at 2 a.m. to watch that. And it actually does look like a good card. It may not have the hype that some of the previous Wrestle Kingdom has, but if you look up and down the card, it definitely has potential to be a really good show. So, all right, now the time. Year-end awards. I hope you guys have been doing your homework over the past couple of weeks since we put these categories out there and not just wing it on the fly. But I got a feeling everybody's going to wing it on the fly, except for maybe Donald.
Well, I'm definitely on the fly.
We know you're on the fly.
You've been on the fly and it wasn't memorable. So,
and you're looking for the moments, right? So let's get good, Donald.
I said, you said you gave out homework, so you know me and research.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off with the best entrance
per quarter.
Look at Nate taking over pro's role with the dad joke of the year. We some fly guys. Nate the Great.
Hot in the comments today.
First year end award. What do we got? Best entrance?
We go with best entrance.
Again, our year end awards are different from everybody else's because people aren't doing some of these categories. Obviously, we got the same, you know, wrestler of the year, male, female, etc. But we got some other sprinkled in there. Best entrance of the year for me, Bad Bunny, Puerto Rico, hands down.
That's what I had too. That crowd was hot. That whole show and SmackDown before.
The drone behind him in the entranceway, and then his music came on, and as soon as that first lyric dropped, the entire arena started singing that song. And they
remember when Gorilla Monsoon used to say the roof blew off of this place? The roof fucking blew off of that place.
Yeah, hands down. That was that's been penciled in since that moment happened, and nobody was gonna outdo that.
I want to go Rock September 17th, but
you want to
blow off a building? give me since he deserves some notoriety. Give me Swerve because I feel like I know where Dawn's going.
Oh, you know where I'm going.
Maybe not. Use your research.
You just got Swerve as the year long best entrance. Every time he comes out for a match, it's just the best entrance, not a specific Swerve moment.
Oh, you want a specific entrance? Well, right, we got a specific entrance.
I mean, see, here we go with the criteria. Nah, we'll let you rock with Swerve.
He did rock on the one day.
Holy cow, that one. It's terrible. Hey, Nate, that's a great way to wake up. You wake up, you know, read a little daily affirmation, hit the Swerve dance, and you out there having a good day.
That is a good day.
That's how I'm starting 2024 every day. Just waking up.
Donald?
My entrance is the guns coming out the 50 Cent Many Men. Oh. You talk about a whole arena singing the song.
You did your research because I forgot that was this year. It's been so long.
That's a really good choice. I hate the guns. But their entrance with the 360 panoramic view.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the Many Men.
Yep. That made them feel like Native M players in that.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. I rock with that. That's a good choice, though. Yeah. But Bad Bunny for me. I still get chills watching the clip. I have no idea what they're singing either. And I have no idea how to find that song on Spotify. But, man.
You search Bad Bunny first. And then.
Yeah, like 15 albums.
Yeah, man, he got over a billion streams. Like, how am I gonna find that one song? I don't even know what it. I have no idea.
It's got to be in like the top five played.
But yeah, nah, Many Men. That's a good call, Donald. I like that.
All right, next category: best moment of the year.
Who wants to kick it off? Because I got one that you're probably not gonna rock with. But mine's a sentimental moment of the year.
I'll go. Mine was easy. It's the one that has kind of got me most excited this year in wrestling. TNA, we're fucking back. So I'm going to go with that one. Getting excited for the relaunch. Really. Nothing else in wrestling right now this year really had me as excited as, you know, that announcement.
We got him 6 to midnight, and all he needed was 3 letters. TNA.
Yeah. All I ever need.
Thank you, Taquan, my man, coming through in the comments with the song. Download that on Apple right now. I'm gonna go right to Apple Music.
Give me Sammy turning on the Bloodline. That was pure sentiment right there.
Rumble.
Yeah, that's I'm not mad at that.
I don't see much, but that got me to tweet, so.
I hate to say it, and I hate to do it, but.
You're going with it. You're going with it.
Go ahead, Donald, say it.
The CM Punk show.
There it is.
I ain't watching this company ever again.
When that mess in the world played out, oh, he was Michael Cole at his house.
It was my moment, but it was. I mean, it was the moment of the year that everybody talked about. I really didn't care for it, but I just can't see how people still like somebody who's been irrelevant to me for like the past 8 years. But with him getting fired, having that spat with Jungle Boy, getting fired, then rehired by WWE, which I thought was never going to happen. That in wrestling itself, at the overall view, that's a moment.
I thought you put Jungle Boy backstage as the moment of the year.
But he came back though, so it null and void everything. So, you know, but yeah, but as a wrestling moment in this year, the whole Punk saga during the end of the year. Was a wrestling
moment. I mean, I can't be mad at it as a moment, right? Yeah. I mean, it's something that's gonna be remembered forever, right? Yeah. Chris, same with you. TNA's back is gonna be remembered, you know, forever. Jay, Sammy turning on Roman, that a culmination of 2.5 years worth of storytelling out of Sammy's greatest run he's had in the business, was tremendous. I mean, there were just Sammy and the Bloodline alone. You could pick different moments. Like all these were great, right?
Yeah.
I went off the beaten path. Mine, like I said, mine was sentimental. Mine goes to somebody that just re-signed with WWE. So mine, I gave you Bad Bunny as the best entrance from Backlash. My moment is Zelina Vega at that same show in Puerto Rico, her home country. The raw emotion that she had in the ring with the Puerto Rican flag opened up and just that crowd giving her just all the love in the world. And her trying not to break down in tears, but like you could tell it was there. Wrestling Rhea, which they had a really good match for the title. That one, based on her history and everything that's, you know, happened with her, and you know, don't do that.
And Backlash is usually a forgettable show, on the card, and that made it one of the best cards or one of the best events of the year. You know? that event made me a Damian Priest fan.
Hey, you want to talk about potential for match of the year? That Priest and Bad Bunny had a banger. Like,
and there's the quote of the week right there.
Top one, man.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got Zelina in the ring. Getting that adulation, like it was Sasha and Bianca at Mania, where you could see them being overwhelmed by the moment, but trying to keep it together. But you knew it was a moment that, like, yo, you're witnessing something here. I felt the same thing there with her, like, and like I said, it was off the beaten path. I wanted to do something a little bit different, and it stuck with me this entire year. So that's why I put it up there as my moment of the year, because
that's cool.
Still can vividly just see her in the middle of the ring with that flag opened up and them tears starting to form. Like, yeah. So, shout out Zelina.
All right. Get into tag team of the year.
Now, this is even a debate for me. Hands down, ESPN got their voting right. It's FTR.
I don't know how it can't be.
I don't think there's another tag team on the planet that had the year they had. And it's not the Yes Boys.
Oh, Yes Boys. As I stated
before, Golden Recap show on SmackDown.
Even when they're hurt, they still kept you entertained. kept you entertained. They gave you all the backstage you needed, and when they in the ring, they do kick ass.
You're mark. This guy's such a mark.
Now they only got one title shot since they've been on the main roster, but that's okay. But still, they are the most
2024 got a lot of time.
Love it. They are the tag team of the year for me. And it's not even close. It's not even close.
Jimmy and Jay.
They lost at Mania and broke up.
They broke them in August.
No, but they was done quarter of the year. Once they lost the tag titles, that was it.
No, they're still tag.
They're still tag champs in Jay's mind.
Still, yeah. we're going from January 1st, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Well, they had something to build to the criteria. Me and Jay.
Those 3 months were golden, right?
That's it. 3 months.
You act like they weren't tagging after Mania.
Okay, 4 months.
All of a sudden, you lose the belt. They broke up in August, man.
Okay,
August. That's 8 months of work.
Time off, you know.
FTR didn't get 8 months of work. They had 8 matches.
FTR had arguably match of the year. Singles or tag team.
Man, the stuff they were doing on Collision when that first started, those matches were excellent. All match of the year candidates right there on Collision.
Who you got, Chris?
I'm going with FTR for that reason.
You know, this category, I was debating whether or not to just leave it off this year, because this year was a after last year being one of the hottest years for tag team wrestling, 2023 just took a nosedive.
Yeah.
Like across the board in all promotions, I felt it was not where it needed to be. So it is what it is. Hopefully it turns around because I love, there's a lot of tag teams that I love in each promotion that has potential to be top-notch tag teams and really do something, but we'll see if 2024 changes for tag team wrestling because they got to come on the uptick after this year.
That's what she said. So now we'll get into female wrestler of the year.
This isn't even a question for me. Hands down, it's Athena. I've been saying it for weeks on this show. I gave you my spoiler alert 3 months ago. It's Athena. Character-wise, in-ring-wise, carrying a promotion-wise, being champ, as long as she has been-wise, like, and she doesn't get the credit because she's in ROH, which is ridiculous. But yeah, Athena, hands down, not even close.
I'm going Rhea.
Of course.
I mean,
people bitch about Roman not defending the belt. Rhea, when's the last time she defended the belt?
But she's wrestling, so.
Wrestling where?
Then she's over as a character in this out of this world. I mean, does Athena have a case? Athena has a case, yes, but it's not seen. That's the problem.
I can't. So I got no counter argument there.
Yeah, I mean that's why I'm going with Rhea. But I mean, if I was watching, would I put Athena up there? Probably.
I mean, I'll wait to see. I'm going to hold my comment until Donald or Chris go. But to me, this was like a three-woman race. And other than that, it was a long shot odds-wise.
I mean, I got to go with what Jason said. That's exactly my criteria. It's like I don't watch Ring of Honor, so that's why I couldn't put Athena up there. But Rhea's star power continued to rise all year long. She might not have wrestled as much as I think any of us would have liked for her to wrestle this year, you know, for how hot she's been all year long, but she's the reason why people tune into Raw, I think, other than Donald's number three. You know,
not two, not one.
So, I mean, I would like to put Tony in there, but only because Timeless didn't start till August, you know, Rhea was consistent all year at least.
But Tony had the belt before that too.
She did.
Yeah. Who were the three you had up there?
Rhea, Tony, and Athena were my three.
Okay.
I can see that.
I was thinking Bianca, but it kind of fizzled out as a four. Yeah. Just the run she had in the beginning. But yeah. Now they're doing another one.
Yeah.
Donald, who you got?
It'd be different from you guys. I got Io. She was tag champ at the beginning of the year. Started the little cracks with Damage Control with Bayley before Money in the Bank. As you know, she won Money in the Bank, teased it a little bit, and she finally cashed in during SummerSlam. And now she's on the move to being leader of Damage Control.
Not mad at that.
And I think she's had the most women matches in WWE for this year, too.
Yeah, that's... What's crazy is that I didn't even think of EO like until you said her name. But as soon as you said her name, then it was like, everything. Oh yeah, she had that. She had that.
Like, Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
Donald did the research on that one for sure.
Right?
That was a good one.
I thought Donald would have went, you know, with his NXT vibes and selected Tiffany Stratton. You know,
he's on the come up.
Yeah. She's,
for obvious reasons, but he went EO way out of his demographic.
That's a Chris pick.
Yeah, that's a Chris pick.
Oh, you don't know my number twos.
I wasn't surprised by it, Dom.
Hey, Taquan. All right, so we got some variety here. Not bad.
Ty's trying to get the quote of the week. All right, so we'll go male wrestler of the year.
Again, mine's easy. I gave my spoiler alert weeks ago. It's Ospreay.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, there were I had Osprey. Well, I'm not going to say who else I had because I want you guys to go around the horn, obviously. Mm-hmm. But for me, Osprey, hands down, probably you could put 4, 5, 6 of his matches in for match of the year. There we go. I was waiting for it. So, yeah, Osprey for me.
Give me Gunther. He hasn't had a bad match, so I don't roll with Gunther.
For me, it was...
He was on my list.
Mine went Osprey and Gunther. I'm going with Gunther as well. You know, both of them, banger after banger after banger, all year long. You know, Gunther, you know, right now, what he took over Honky Tonk Man's longest reign. Right now, he's less than 2 months away from getting overall combined longest title reign. So,
where does that take Gunther? Mania?
Probably till February.
And he's going to be out. Before. He's going to be out on paternity leave. Congratulations! Had his first kid.
Hey, so after the year he's had, he deserves some time off to relax before the Rumble.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mine's a little off, but Chris, you're gonna love me for it. My number three is my number one. Dirty Dom Mysterio. Second most matches in WWE. Every single face he went up against, he made them look better. Triple H trusts his main event players with Dominic Mysterio. What's that telling you? That's Brooklyn Brawler status right there. He gives Triple H the head nod. He could go. Who did CM Punk first fight?
Dom
Mysterio. He made the NXT North American title relevant again. That meant the North American title haven't been relevant since Velveteen Dream. What does that tell you?
Whoa, you just canceled that.
What is that telling you? He is part of the biggest
band names.
He's part of the second biggest faction in WWE, minus what the Bloodline did earlier. And he is the biggest heel, and he has the most heat in the biggest promotion in the world. There's only one person.
If we had had a superstar category, he would have been my number one. But
you compared him to the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, he's trusting.
If I would have said that, I would have got shit on.
Gives him the nod. Who did CM Punk say yes to for his first match back?
Well, sold off the board.
That's long term storytelling. Did you not see the clip of Punk giving the promo on Dom when Dom was like 14? Taquan and Dom on the same page. I'm surprised nobody had Ilya.
He was up there, just not there yet.
And Gunther, it was Ospreay and Gunther for sure. Gunther is calling for that Lesnar match at Mania. He's putting
was
it
Ilya the male superstar for NXT of the year?
Yep.
So I mean that makes sense.
Jason, somebody froze it up top.
Yeah, Jason froze up.
doing a line off his finger. Look at him. He's on that Braddock Wi-Fi. I got to drop out and come back in. Get the reboot, bro. All right.
He dropped out. All right. We can start off then whenever hopefully he comes back in. Last category, match of the year.
I got two more additionals after this that just popped into my head that we didn't send over. Match of the year, oh boy, there were the list was long.
A lot of Osprey.
Him and Omega got number one and number two on ESPN's list, which it's crazy that in 2023 ESPN is ranking wrestling matches. They're giving out year end awards.
They got AI now to help them.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it came down to Ospreay and Omega at Wrestle Kingdom or FTR versus Jay White and Juice Robinson in that the hour-long collision match that went 58 minutes. That in a year that tag team wrestling, you know, last year you had FTR and the Briscoes with their feud and then the dog collar match. That match, there was not a down moment in that match for 58 minutes. Like, and they did it on regular television. Yeah, that I'll bump that above Omega Ospreay just because it was on regular TV and not a pay-per-view. So give me FTR versus Jay White and Juice Robinson as my match of the year.
Yeah, mine was Ospreay Omega from Wrestle Kingdom. It's just like the build up to it was better than their Forbidden Door one. It just seemed like Kenny Omega belonged in New Japan, like during that match. That's what me and Chris was even talking about when we were watching it together. Yeah. It's just like everything with that match fit. After I watched that match, which was at the beginning of the year, it's still my match of the year.
What Donald just said. I don't even need to elaborate any more than that.
Ospreay Omega. Yeah. So, Jay, match of the year, I don't know what you heard, but Donald and Chris got Ospreay Omega from Wrestle Kingdom. I got FTR versus Juice Robinson and Jay White from Collision. They're out of banger.
Give me Charlotte Rhea, WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Chad Gable Wonzo was on my list, too. Okay. Go with Charlotte Rhea.
Yeah, you talked about that match for majority of the year as being your standard. So, look, this year, I felt like this year more than others, like in all promotions, there were matches that were like, holy shit, match of the year. Like you had, but again, Chris, to your point, it came in with Ospreay being the main catalyst in a lot of those matches.
That's why I didn't give Ospreay my male wrestler of the year, because I knew I was giving him my match of the year.
You had Ospreay and Omega in those two matches. You had Ospreay and Speedball Mike Bailey. You had Ospreay and Josh Alexander. Like, I mean,
Orange Cassidy.
Ospreay and Orange Cassidy. Like, he was rolling out 5-star matches all year long. Like, that's why I had. Then that's the reason why I had him as my male wrestler of the year, because of that high end quality performance that he put out throughout the year.
This had to have been his game plan for the year. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, he knew that his contract was up and he wanted his stock to rise as much as possible that it could in 2023. So whenever it came time to sign somewhere,
yeah, you know, he showcased himself. Like,
he really,
I put it all on me. I'm betting on myself.
You know, like, I always talk about AJ, about how he, when he left TNA, did the indies and, you know, showcased himself in New Japan. Ospreay just did even top that, because he did it around the world this year.
All right. Two quick ones for you that I didn't send over, but just kind of popped into my head. Breakout Star 2023 and Feud of the Year 2023. And I can go first if you want me to.
She got it. Go ahead.
Give you guys some time to think. Top of your head.
Yeah. I know.
Feud of the year for me is Melo and Dragunov. Okay. They had a three piece that took up majority of the year in NXT and was the catalyst for the title change. And all three of their matches were great. I don't like where they're at now with those two guys and the trick stuff and all that, but, you know, erase that. Their year-long feud for me was the best in 2023.
I mean, it's a different style of feud, but it was built up to All In, and that's MJF Adam Cole. Everything that they did building up to All In over the summer, you know, that was – for me, could have been best storyline of the year.
So best feud and best storyline, you're intertwining those two categories together.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, you're a dumb mark. That's
Because it's still not, they're still not done. It's just like, I think we're still going to have another MJF Adam Cole match out of this. So,
and that match was,
yeah.
Mine would be feud. It's more recent, but Swerve and Hangman.
Give me Punk versus the Elite.
There it is.
I mean, just give me CM Punk.
It's for feuds.
CM Punk versus everybody.
Feuds.
Punk versus everybody.
CM Punk dot dot dot, and it was that's feud of the year.
MJF, Jungle Boy, the Elite, and you're ending off with Seth.
Do we put Punk as breakout star because he returned to WWE this
I mean, breakout star for me, this should be a unanimous vote, but it probably won't be. It's LA Knight.
If he would have debuted on the main roster this year, maybe. But.
He's
not angry at it, but
no.
That is the right call.
Compared to 2022 and where he finished 2023, he's the number one babyface in the biggest promotion in the world. That's a breakout star.
I mean, I guess for that, I could put Ospreay as breakout star of the year.
How?
Because already in was Ospreay's
this year.
How?
Roman all his matches and everything. Yeah, I mean, just like, yeah, he's been a name before, but, you know, I think in a wrestling world, he's more of a household name now.
What's the criteria? We got to get this.
What's your criteria for LA Knight being?
I mean... I get what you're saying. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like LA Knight, like where he's at now, I feel like LA Knight's been there already.
But he hasn't.
I know he hasn't, but it just feels like he's already been there. It's weird.
Where was he at in the beginning of 2023? Catering. Where's he at the end of 2023? Top babyface in the company. If that's not a breakout star, I don't know what the criteria would be for being a breakout star.
I was thinking, honestly, I was thinking like somebody that debuted, like that's new. That's what I was thinking for breakout, but.
Oh, no, yeah, I'd put LA Knight up there.
I'll go Julia Hart.
That's a good one.
Toss up between Dom or Trick. Give me Trick.
Trick's a good one.
Trick's good.
Trick is a good one. Honestly, if you would have said Dom, I wouldn't have been angry either. I mean, it started at Survivor Series last year, but you know, that was so little of 2022 that most of his stuff was this year. So,
yeah, Dom for me would be like if we did heel of the year, it'd be Dom or Christian.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with
Christian on that.
Babyface of the year. You know, it's probably you could have LA Knight, Cody.
Cody. MJF.
MJF would be babyface of the year. All right. Well, that's it. That's the wrap up show for 2023. You guys got anything else you want to touch on in pro wrestling wise before we get out of here? On year ends, world ends, whatever the case may be.
Wrestling as a whole this year.
Down
for you?
Yeah.
I know. I feel like you.
I'm in the middle because I think there was a lot of great wrestling matches, but the entertainment value just wasn't there this year.
I feel like you kind of came back on board the WWE this year.
Who's?
Chris.
Okay.
Yes and no. Yes, I
know.
I can show the appreciation for Gunther, but WWE, like actual TV programming, is just the shit.
Match prediction, anything you want to get off for 2024 that you want to etch in stone right now?
Willow. All things Willow next year. That's all I want.
Oh, okay. I'm a piggyback off Donald. Swerve needs an AEW world title run in 2024.
Yes.
And I absolutely need these two big meaty men slapping big meat on the biggest meatiest stage of them all, Gunther and Lesnar at WrestleMania.
It'd be an interesting match.
Hopefully towards the end of next year, WWE finally builds a star that's going to replace Cena / some baby face that's going to be built, hopefully.
Yeah. Cody's already there. What are you talking about?
Somebody younger. I'm looking for somebody younger. You know how I am.
You're NXT. Looking for the next generation.
Yeah.
You have that. He's gonna be the greatest Mexican luchador in WWE history. It's Dragon Lee taking over for Rey Mysterio, one mask at a time.
That ain't Cena money.
The exchange rate is a little different down there in Mexico.
Yeah. So yeah, that next Cena.
I want AEW to get their shit together.
True story.
Yeah. That's something.
I will say that the Continental Classic Tournament, whatever the hell they're calling it, that they did. They did a really good job.
They did.
In booking that tournament and storylines. Like,
the matches were good.
But they had stories throughout the entire tournament.
They could have done something different, but it was the same thing.
You had Kingston's come up. You had Andrade finally getting shine and spotlight. You had Swerve continue his ascension. You have Daniel Garcia, who's going through the downs and getting ready. I think he's going to be a breakout in 2024 in AEW. I just feel him starting to bubble up and come out of this dancing sports entertainer gimmick and actually go in the ring like he can go in the ring. Brody King being shined on as a guy that can stand alone by himself, not just with House of Black. Like, Moxley's Moxley, so whatever. Danielson and Claudio, fantastic match. And his questioning who he is. Like, I just felt like this tournament was the best thing that they've done all year.
I feel like the only one that got a raw deal was Jay Lethal.
But him and Briscoe went out there in the O for Gopher match, and they put on a hell of a match between them two. So even that, like the Toilet Bowl, a.k.a. if you play fantasy football, you know what that's about. but even those two went out there and did it just because. So, yeah.
I'm kind of looking at 2024 as like a rebuilding year across a lot of wrestling companies. You know, it'll be Triple H's first full year officially running the company. Plus, they'll be switching over their networks, so there's always some new build that they kind of do some stuff with that. Tanahashi taking over New Japan 2024, TNA returning, and like Jason said, hopefully AEW can actually get their shit together.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, we got some stuff to go through, so it'll be an exciting year. See where we end up here.
And it's AEW's 5th anniversary.
It's very true. Very true here.
Did you say anniversary? You know who that means. Brother! I'm celebrating something, even though I wasn't in the promotion. I'm just going to celebrate.
All Elite wouldn't be anything without me.
Tony gave me a call about starting a new promotion, so I gave him some ideas. All right.
Anything else? Nope. Again, everybody, thanks for rocking and rolling with us. We hope you guys enjoyed the year-end wrap-up show for 2023. Keep spreading the love. Keep promoting the show. Make sure you join us for our first official broadcast in 2024 next week on the podcast. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you very much. As always, find us on all social media platforms at Dumb Marks Pod. Email the show at dumbmarkspod@gmail.com. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/dumbmarkspod. Pick up some merch. We'll give you a live shout out on air. Taekwon, you did it, man. You ran through the year with Luigi Primo. We appreciate you. Again, hit us up on social media. Give us your info. We'll get a shirt sent out to you. We appreciate you very much for rocking and rolling with us. Anything else? Nope.
None of them.
All right. A little positivity to end the year quote. Okay. This is to get you right for 2024. Get you out there and get you living your best life in 2024.
Please don't be about Santa.
No, it's not about Santa. So the quote's very simple. Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Get out there. Be your best self in 2024. As always, we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. Hey, and until the next year, I'm a Mark. You're a Mark. Tell a Mark. Y'all can catch us around the way.